don't pay much attention to things when you're 10 years old or 11 years old. It was lots of fun. It was a great place to grow up. Where there are houses across the river. Not that I recall. The first houses were up on...
Was that across the river?
No, it was up above the mill site. That's where Honeyland Heights is now.
Oh.
And these were the first, when we moved here, we lived in a tent house on Honeyland Heights. And we were one of the first three families that lived here. Well, there was a Gordon family who had two daughters about my age, and then there was our family who had me. And I think we were about the only three children in town for a while, for quite a while, in fact. The other family were the Clemmers, and he was the chief electrician who started all this business. And there was a cookhouse up there and another tent house that a few miners and beginning people were up. It's on the other side of the river and up above the mill. Quite a way above the mill.
What was your father's job?
He was the chief accountant and purchasing agent. And he was transferred from the Howtown Company for Tandy Beach Mine to here in 37. And I started operating in earnest.
How did she lay 6 foot tall compared to the beach?
On the outside it looks fine, but on the inside, it, you know, it, of course, when we left, it was in perfect shape, but...
It suffers now from traction.
That's right. However, I noticed that the paint in the kitchen was exactly the same as it was.
Has anyone else got any particular questions, specific things about the...
At the time when you were here...
At the time that you were here, was the mill was up there?
Not when we first came.
It was built while you were here?
Oh, yes. Everything was built while we were here.
It's a fantastic structure, I said.
Did you go to school then here, Holly?
I went to school in the sixth, seventh, and eighth grade here. And then, of course, after the eighth grade, there was no provision for high school, so you had to go elsewhere for that.
Were the slaves built one at a time, or was there a big
crew? No, there was a big crew, and they built them all at the same time. And it, I was trying to remember how long we lived on Honeyland Heights before we moved down. I think we came in the summer, about June, and then moved in the following summer. So we spent about a year on Honeyland Heights. I can remember we walked down to school all year long, even through, you know, 20 feet of snow and so on. It was quite a walk because the school at that time was up by the ballpark. And there were, you know, just three or four kids. We didn't mind it in those days.
Do you remember the house that Hal Gordon was living in?
I certainly do, right up the top of the hill. I knew them well.
I didn't know it was a bulkhead bed. And now there's two houses behind me. So I didn't know which house it is.
Oh, well, let's see. Ours is number 6, 7, 8. Theirs would be number 9.
Hey, there's something that's always been a little bit of concern to me. There seems to be such a great mountain of sawdust up there, which we have infrequently. And it seems to be just tons of it there. Did they set up a sawmill here in Germany?
Yes, they have.
Make a lot of the beams or a lot of the lumber that they use for the chalets and for the dormitories here.
That's right. And it was right over there where your new sauna bath is.
Just up above it there.
That's right.
Yeah, there's still a great mountain up there. It's kind of the end of the tailings. It kind of looks like sometimes it's part of the tailings. I just don't know how many tons are in there.
They did a lot of sawing. Uh-huh.
That's a technique of shoring. It squares up timber. And they use great quantities of it to shore up the
Oh, back in the mine? That same sawdust?
Throughout the mine, yeah. That was one of the uses.
Well, it wasn't made for that purpose, though. We used it for that purpose after it was accumulated for cutting timber and things for the construction.
Well, they cut the timber there.
Oh, I see. Then use the sawdust also.
Uh-huh. I'll just buy a product.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Just, I like that it's still up there.
Was the power line then installed before you moved in, or was that something you came later?
No, that came, it was in by the time they had the village down here built, but originally one. We used a pair of steam on it. It was really roughing it.
From the time you first came in until everything was in full operation, how long a time was it?
Not really too long. I'd say we came in 37, and probably by 38 they were operating the mill and shipping out their concentrates. I'm not positive about that, but I think it was pretty quick.
How did they get the product out of the truck?
Yes, they had huge Mack trucks, and each truck held a big barrel of concentrate, or three big barrels of concentrate, if I recall. I can't remember the tonnage, but it was tremendous.
Is this going from night and day?
Night and day, they ran those trucks up and down the road here.
Were they unloaded on barges then and what, taken down the lake or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At the same dock that you landed, that's where the barges pulled in.
There's no removal equipment to keep the road open all day?
Yes, they had what they called snow plows in those days, great big huge things with a blade on the front that ran constantly. Kept all the roads clear. It was really an easy life for those of us who lived here because everybody did all your work. People shoveled your snow for you, and if you needed any repairs on your house, you called up the carpenter and told them what you needed, and they came and repaired it. The same way with plumbing and everything. Really.
Did the mine operate around the clock all of that year round?
I believe it did, run three shifts. I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm sure it did. And they, you know, different winter and summer with the same temperature there.
Do you know how much they paid the miners?
That I don't remember.
$100 by the hour.
I think they had pretty high wages by the standards of the day. I remember my father, who naturally did the payroll, told me when I was 16 and I was serving the mess hall in the summertime, I used to get a job waiting tables in the mess hall. And I think in 1940 or somewhere around there, I was making $8 a day or $1 an hour, which he thought was highly overpaid. You know? I don't know what the scale was.
Thank you very much. I'm sure if there's anybody that has more questions they'd like to ask, and I'm sure that you're going to answer them if they can. And otherwise, I guess Wes and the snack bar will be demanding your attention.
There is one more question. One more evidence that fire up in Huntington Heights.
When we live in Huntington Heights, as a matter of fact, the cook in the cookhouse, they used to feed everybody, had a pet there that they kept tied up.
Oh.
And he was sort of a camp pet, you know. He was a real clown. But other than that, we would see lots of berries. I remember picking huckleberries and looking up.